It's the Mornings with Ed show, and we welcome you to a great Tuesday program. It gets even better now. I'm telling you, Dream Phase is live in studio. Brand new album is called So Long Yesterday. New single off that is called Confusion. We're going to hear that first, a couple of great live songs from them, and then sit down and have a cool little chat with them before they head off to Europe. So do me a favor, if you would, from the beautiful Julie Lawton Studios at KX93.5 in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, please welcome Dream Phases.
I'm coming back. Will you wait for me? Caught in the dust, following your lead. I'm looking for love that will make me blind. It's not about lust that soon will fade. I know we both feel this way. There's so much left to say. Confusion, lay me down so I may see life a bit more clear. Missing out on now, lost in your words, they didn't make a sound. I know we both feel this way. There's so much left.
The band is Dream Phases. We're talking about Brandon, Shane, Anthony, Kevin. Yeah, we got a little something happening there. A fine band. They're on their way. They're from Los Angeles, on their way to Europe. We're going to talk to them for just a second. The brand new album is called So Long Yesterday. That was called Confusion. Let's hear something else from them. This one's called Bird of Prey. Once again, KX93.5 welcomes Dream Phases.
All right, this one's called Bird of Prey.
No, 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 they won't go. I'm a bird of prey, hunting for wings above the trees where songbirds sing. Take it from me, you want me around. I'm a bird of prey with perfect sight. Still the vulture see who lives or dies. But take it from me, we don't want them around. No, 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 they won't go. sailing through rain. The clouds are playing, and so is the sky. So take it from me, you want me around. I'm a bird of prey, sailing through rain. The clouds should cry when they smell rain. But take it from me, we don't want them around. No, 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 they won't go. No.
Band is Dream Phases. Mornings with Ed welcomes them into the studio, man. Very, very cool. That was called Bird of Prey. Let's get them into the studio here, chat with them for a little bit. But in the meantime, while we do the walk-in, I want you to hear something called Frightened Man. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and I could not be more delighted that, first of all, the band shows up on time. They're all cool and clean. They smell fine. This is really nice. The band is Dream Phases. We welcome Brandon, Shane, and Anthony into the studio. Welcome, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, man. And thanks for making it. Thanks for making the drive on a Tuesday. I know that that's got to be something, man.
It was a journey, but it was worth it.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, and you got the carpool lane because there's more than one of you, I imagine. So that had to be cool.
And in all fairness, we did stay in Costa Mesa last night, so we don't really have an excuse.
Why'd you tell him that, Brandon?
Yeah.
We had so much more credibility when we just drove down in rush hour.
You really did, man. Yeah.
We have to go back right away, though.
Costa Mesa, you could have taken the 57 bus to the one, man. That's easy.
No, we hitchhiked here, Ed. It took us a long time.
Well, welcome in. The new album is called So Long Yesterday. And what I get from it, because I've stalked you online for the last couple of days, what I get from the album is that it reflects on growing up in L.A. Am I crazy, or are most of the songs reflective of Los Angeles and the life of growing up there?
Yeah, that is a big part of it. And all three of us, well, Shane and I are brothers, and then we've known Anthony for just as long to count him as a brother. So
I'm a surrogate brother.
Right on, man.
Yeah, it definitely does have to do with that, and we can all relate to that. And did some other stuff, too, some like relationship stuff and just, yeah.
Okay, now working and as Anthony being the surrogate brother, but working as brothers together in the band, is there ever tension that you know manifests from the time you were six and he took your toy or whatever? Is there tension among the brothers?
We've been working on that for 30 years.
I was gonna say I can give you an answer.
I say it's gotten better and smoother over the years when we've kind of learned how to deal with each other and work together.
So that's why we call Anthony Judge Anthony, I guess, right?
You can't handle the truth.
The first song we heard you do live is called Confusion. I really like that song. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so that song, that was the new single we just put out last Friday. That was the second single from the album. And yeah, that song's pretty much just about kind of questioning sort of the end of a relationship and whether or not it's worth saving or not. And a lot of the album's about a relationship because I got out of a 10-year relationship and pretty much wrote all these songs. So that's one of them.
So is it easier to write when you're heartbroken than when you're happy?
Well, it always is because you're living when you're happy. You got to write about it when you're sad.
So like in the moment of heartbreak, in that moment, is it possible to write or no? You got to let it cool off a little bit.
Yeah. You can do it right away just because that kind of takes your mind off of things and allows you to kind of go into something else. But yeah, it kind of comes out over a little while, a couple weeks or a couple months, however long that was. Right.
So to me, it sounds like the lyrics are really therapy and the music is doing something you really enjoy.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Right.
So Anthony, tell me about your involvement in the band. Where did you meet these guys?
I met these guys several years ago. Actually, I believe it was via Craigslist, responding to an ad for a guitar or piano player.
Oh, that's where I buy my underwear.
Is it?
Yeah, Craigslist. That's not.
That's where I find my ladies. So I responded to the ad and met up with them, and we jammed, and this was a long time ago. This was, you know, 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, way before the band even
started.
That
was an old band.
And nothing actually ever came to fruition at that time. We jammed and saw each other. We shared bills and played shows, you know, amongst one another. And then a couple years ago, I saw Brandon play an acoustic set, and I told him, I was like, you sound really good, but you could use a little bit of me on keys. Right. And Brandon's like, you know, I was thinking about, you know, bringing a keyboard player in. And, you know, since then, it's been a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it sounded great in there, man. It really is. It's a good synergy among the band.
Thank you.
You can just tell that, all right, these guys, they know what they're doing, first of all. And that, yeah, you got it. You have the chemistry. And so, yeah. Very smart to bring this guy in, by the way.
Thank you, Ed.
Now, Anthony, you did radio for a while. You were at KLOS.
I did. I worked at KLOS. I worked at KABC. I worked at K-Day and Power 106. But I got to be honest, with my experience, I've decided that this is my favorite radio station.
I like this guy. He's a salesman. Salesman first, man.
Well, that's what he did.
Absolutely.
That's actually what I did at the radio stations. Thank you, Ed, for noticing.
You guys hiring?
we'll talk, man. We'll talk. So you're heading to Europe after this. This is like, it's like in a couple of days you'll be on an airplane.
Less than a week.
Right. So have you been there before?
Yeah. All right. So we were there about a year ago.
Okay.
And then I also kind of do like side guy work for other bands too. So I was there a couple months ago. But this will be our second time with Dream Phases going.
Fantastic. Yeah. How many cities are you hitting? How many shows are you expecting to do?
Well, it's a pretty heavy schedule. I think we're doing 30 shows in about 32 days.
Wow.
So yeah, we're going to Italy, France, UK, Switzerland.
There'll be no sleeping in Costa Mesa for you, man.
not for about 5 weeks.
Wow. The song Frightened Man that I just heard, I'm getting that it's pursuing your dreams and doing what's right in life, tell me about Frightened Man.
Yeah, it's just the idea of like not missing out on, you know, life's grand adventures and kind of not being overtaken by fear so that you're able to actually, you know, experience and pursue the things that you actually want to do. I think it's really easy to kind of get trapped and feel overwhelmed, and it's just about trying to just go for it, basically.
It's about successfully doing 30 shows in 32 days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Really, I guess. Yeah. So when you get back from Europe, and then you already have Europe is already set for those shows. When you get back, are we looking forward to a tour here?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do, because at the time we come back, it's going to be in the holidays and everything kind of slows down a little bit. So we will do some more stuff, but it'll probably be more like January, I would guess. January, February.
Right.
That's still being all sorted out.
Right. And the writing of music for you, Anth, are you involved in the actual writing of music?
Yeah, with me at this point, the collaboration involves much more of the piano and organ and kind of the tones and sounds and where to turn up and whatnot.
Right.
But Brandon delivers all of the lyrics and the blood in the bones of the tracks.
Right. I like the way you put that. That's very cool. So Shane, drums. The drummer's always the troublemaker in the band, man.
He is the troublemaker.
Responsible for keeping everybody in line.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, he's kind of like security as well, I guess.
The drummer's
also security for the band here. So are drums what you started with as a kid? You've always played drums?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, since my father and my brother played guitar, I had received a guitar when I was younger, and I didn't necessarily gravitate towards it right away. So
right.
I've actually come back and playing guitar now, and I like to compose as well. But drums has pretty much been my passion and like the main instrument I've performed on for like the last 15, 17 years.
Now, this is an amateur question all the way. Is it possible to write songs on the drums?
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah, look at Phil Collins.
Especially from,
there you go. Thank you.
Especially from like more of like a jazz perspective, playing like a melody on and drums and
right.
stuff, and just playing more musically.
So, do you find your mind wanders more creatively, drums or guitar?
Well, certainly drums.
Okay, so you get a little more. You're able to a little more freedom.
Yeah, and I inspire a lot of people to write songs based around my drum part. I play with a lot of groups, and like they always tell me they're inspired to like have a whole song out of this one beat I came up with or something.
Oh, he turned out to be the diamond in the rough, man.
I mean, absolutely.
Let me shine you up a little bit here, man. All right, once again, if you're just joining us, the band is Dream Phases. We have Brandon, Anthony, and Shane in studio with us. The new album is called So Long Yesterday. Brand new single came out just a week ago called Confusion. Make sure you check that out. How can our listeners find you?
Yeah, we're on all social media. They can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Spotify and all that under Dream Phases.
Right.
So, yeah, we're everywhere online pretty much.
And in a couple of weeks, you can find Anthony right here doing sales.
Exactly.
At the radio
station. Yeah, I'll see you guys in a few weeks. And when we get back from tour, we are going to look to book a show directly in Laguna because we love you and we love this town.
That'd be awesome. And I'm not kidding, man. And I can see right now by the text that the listeners are sending us, they're loving you, man.
Oh,
so Laguna's loving you as well.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Dream Phases, the band. The best of luck in Europe.
Thank you.
And
thank you so
I'll look
much.
Forward. Please come on back, all right?
Thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks.
See you.